Right now in Washoe County, there are more than 900 children in foster care. When possible, these children are assigned a court-appointed special advocate to provide them with support. But only about 1 in 5 local children in foster care have access to this unique resource. Our reporter, Paul Boger, spoke with Judge Cynthia Liu to learn more about the CASA program and this continued need.
Judge Liu, thank you so much for joining me. Let's start off by discussing what is CASA.
CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, and our CASAs represent children in court. So their role is to meet with children that are in foster care, and they get to know the child, they provide a court report to the court, they talk with social workers, teachers. They give a different perspective for the court than a social worker does. And they interact definitely more on a social level with the children. Oftentimes, their relationship almost becomes kinship level because they become so close with the children. And they will often present to the court pertinent information we might not get from the social worker's report, as well as what they believe services the child may need or what's in that child's best interest.
You know, what kinds of situations are these foster kids in when they get linked with a CASA volunteer?
So the child's life has been disrupted in that they've been removed from their home, placed into either a foster home or temporarily at the emergency children's shelter, and a court case is initiated. So these parents come to court working to reunify with a social worker to get their children back in the home. And they're represented by attorneys, the social worker is represented by the district attorney, and then the child is essentially represented by a CASA. So everyone has a voice in that courtroom, in particular the child, who out of everyone in that courtroom is the least able to speak for themselves or to articulate what's best for them or what their needs are. So this is where the CASA comes in.
Why is having a special advocate involved in these cases helpful?
The CASA really can bring more particular details, especially when they talk to school teachers, when they talk to other relatives, when they try to give a full picture of the child's life to the court, what resources the child has, maybe some needs the child has that the social worker hasn't covered or seen. Sometimes it's as simple as a sports activity. You know, we don't think about when a child goes in foster care, they don't automatically still get to do soccer or are these other activities depending on what the foster parent can do, who usually have more than one foster child in their home. And sometimes that cost can't even be covered. So the CASA steps in and indicates to the court this child would really like to play soccer and then try to facilitate, trying to normalize the child's life as much as possible in an abnormal situation, so to speak. But they also take these children on outings. We don't tend to think that sometimes these children have never even been to a movie theater. And the CASA takes them to their first movie in a movie theater, or they take them fishing for the first time. They share these life experiences that these children might not have been able to have in their own family homes. So these CASAs really enrich these children's lives. And in turn, these children give back to the CASAs. They run and they hug them. They're so happy to have them sit next to them in court when otherwise they might be sitting alone in a big courtroom, seeing their parents across the room and they're on their own with maybe just their CASA support system. So it's so significant the impact these CASAs have on the children in our community, and I'm so thankful that they're willing to step up for our children. So I remember one case, and it was already several years old. I had a teenager who ran away. He didn't keep in touch with the social worker. We kept having review hearings. We had, you know, law enforcement looking for him as a missing child. But the one person, no matter where he was, that he would check in with was his CASA. And eventually the child did come back in, thankfully. But really that link with the CASA is really what that kept that child connected with us in the court.
That was Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger speaking with 2nd Judicial District Court Judge Cynthia Liu. And as a note of disclosure, the Washoe CASA Foundation is an underwriter for this station.